जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा गुरुदेव गुरुदेव प्रभुपाद की जय। डिवाइन गेट श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गुरी वैष्णविंद की जय। निताय गौर राधे श्याम कृष्ण बलराम शुभ दर्शनार्थी की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। संबद्ध वैष्णविंद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, to Sisi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. We are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, text 34. The chapter is titled by Srila Prabhupada as a Prayers by Queen Kunti. So before we begin, we want to purify our consciousness, and the predominating deity of our consciousness is Vasudeva. It's a form of Krishna more intimately with us. So we chant this, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vesham Tato Jayam Udirayet Nasta Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. Bharavatara Nanna Anne Bhubana Vaiva Udadada Bhubana Vaiva Udadada Siddhanti Bhuri Bharena Jato hi atma bhuvo arthita. Please chant. Bharavatara nayanne Yantavuri bharena Yato atma bhuvartita Bharavatara nayanne Bhuvana vaibo dado Siddhantavuri bharena Bharavatara Nayanne Siddhanta Bhuri Varena Yatahi Atma Vivartitaha. Mothers, Varavataranayane Bhuvanava Ivadadau Siddhanta Bhuri Varena Bhara Avataranaya. Just to reduce the burden of the world to the world. Anne, others. Bhuva of the world. Nava, boat. Eva, life. Udado, on the sea. Siddhanti, sorry, Siddhanta, agreed. Bhuri, extremely. Bharena, by the burden. Jataha, you are born. He, certainly. Atma Bhuva, by Brahma. Arthitaha, being prayed for. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Others say that the world's being overburdened like a boat at sea is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. So these are the some series verses Mother Kunti is mercifully giving us the cause of the causeness God. Because Krishna has no cause, but then he still comes to this world, so she is giving series of verses. I hope you all understood this. I'm going to, before I go to the purport, I want to just, if anybody has an understanding of what is burden, overburden in the material world. Why Mother Earth is feeling burden? So I don't have to do something that she will feel burden. Yes, Prabhu.
She can tolerate the liars.
She cannot tolerate the liars. Why somebody would lie? No, but if you go to the root,
self-interest.
Self-interest. Very good. Self-interest. The people lie or deceive or cheat because they identify the body as the self and they want to preserve their happiness. You follow? It's nothing wrong. Jivasya, Srila Prabhupada put, the soul can never give up the pleasure seeking by nature. If any philosophy tells you should give up the enjoyment spirit, they are doing harm to the soul. Jiva sukhanneshi, this is the line. Sukhanneshi means pleasure seeking by nature is eternally with us. You follow? We should remain happy, it's nothing wrong. But identifying body as the self, mind as the self, is the mistake. Self-interest is not bad. Nate vidu sartogatim he Vishnu, Prahlad Maharaj says that. We should look for our self-interest. What we are doing here in the temple right now? We're looking for our interest also. Pleasing Krishna is our real interest. That's why we are here. So it's natural. But when you look for your interest for maintaining just the body, not the soul, then is a problem. Because next birth will become some animal, next birth will become some trees. You wonder how many grasses outside, more than these devotees here. The millions of grasses. How those grasses became? The soul degrades, thinking of material. If I think of a body of a girl or a boy and, you know, thinking like that body, that body, that body, I go down, 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 down to the grass or trees. These are the burdens. Another burden is, if I am a ruler, father of the country, my duty to bring them to Krishna consciousness, instead I'm abusing them, taxing them or for my own enjoyment, happiness, and depriving them from eternal truth. What is the eternal truth? Three things. Krishna is the supreme eternal master. I am eternal servant. We have eternal relationship. Any philosophy that goes against it, if the ruler is not establishing this, they are actually harming or torturing the citizen. So these are called burden. So when we hear Mother Kunti Devi is giving very nicely, being burdened, overburdened, not only burdened, overburdened, like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved. That Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you. So Mother Bhumi Devi, she goes to Brahma to take shelter, and Brahmaji takes all the demigods, including her, to go to the milk ocean. This is what she is saying this. We have to, just a little key point, you should remember, she does not go to the Brahma in Brahma Loka. Otherwise, it confused me 20 years back, I remember. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that this is Bhurloka, yes? Below there is a seven planet. Tal, Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Mahatal, Patal. These are the seven planets. No sunlight goes, these are mostly for sense enjoyment. We went through, you don't have to think about going there. We already went through many times, all of us. Unless you are liberated, came from spiritual world. If you did not come from spiritual world, liberated, Krishna just sent you to deliver us, then you definitely went through those. Not one time, many times. And higher planet is Bhurloka, then above is Bhuvarloka, then Sargaloka, then Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. These are the seven planets higher. Satyaloka is Brahmaloka. But Maya, Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, she doesn't go to Satyaloka to meet Brahmaji. Brahmaji has an office. Where is? It's in the Bhumandal, the middle planetary system. Middle planetary system is divided by seven islands. One island has a nine deepa. It's also, you can say, sub-island or something. And the middle island is Ilabriti Barsha. And this planet is one of those nine. Ilabriti Barsha has a beautiful mountain called Sumeru, 20,000 jojana below, 80,000 jojana above, total 100,000. Jojana means 8 miles, one jojana. And this is made of solid gold. If you really want gold, you should, that's not my class promoting gold. But Prabhupada did say that some Russians, they heard this news and they are flying around, they're thinking, where are these Sumeru mountains? It was very interesting. I don't know how Prabhupada got that information, but Prabhupada seems like he knew everything almost. Anyway, so on the top of that mountain, there is a four embassy of four principal demigods. Out of 33 million, 33 are the main. The eight, everybody knows 33 million demigods. We should have a whole picture, Bhagavatam. Mother Narayani already made a beautiful short version of entire Bhagavatam. You should buy that, and I have a few, I look at it once in a while. It gives like a whole glimpse of each chapter, each canto, by chapter by chapter. So, 33 demigods are, who are those? Dadas Aditya, 12. Adityas, 11 Rudras. How many is there? Calculator. How many is there? Yeah? Okay. And then, who else can be, you think? Ashwini Kumar, there are two. Good, you're hitting it. And what? How many is left? 33 is main principle. Then they have a millions and the sub-million, they have a, like a whole category. I draw a map actually one time. It's very sweet. This 33, where they are under the one head principal demigod. What is his name? No. The king of this the universe. Lord Shiva. You should remember, like, Lord Shiva is the actually appointed by the Lord to act like a king. When there is a decentralized government called material world, the Lord Shiva is in charge. Centralized government is Krishna, spiritual world. Prabhupada said they all have one idea, how to please Krishna all the time, everywhere, anywhere. Do you see this in Alachua? Maybe in the temple, outside you don't. So this is called decentralized. Lord Shiva is in charge. And actually he is higher position than Brahmaji, but even though he comes out of Brahma sometime, from his Brahmaji's anger, Lord Shiva comes out, we hear all this. But Shiva is the head. And then Brahmaji. Then there is a four main demigods, Varundev, Indradev, like this. They have their embassy in that office. And the middle beautiful lotus petal, and Brahmaji sits there. This is his office, not his home. I don't know what time he comes to the office, you have to ask him. But when he comes, then this Mother Earth goes to the office. Because by the time if she goes to the home, by the time she comes back, whole creation will probably finish. So it makes sense. So it's a short visit, and she gets the answer, and Brahmaji from there, he goes to the milk ocean. There are four Vishnu planets in this universe, the permanent until the creation is over. One of them is milk ocean, Shirdakshay Vishnu. Another one is Lokaloka mountain on this planet. I mean, not on this planet, on this Bhumandal, middle planetary, Lokaloka mountain, outer side. If you are a worshipper of Narayan, Bhakta, you have to go there when you die here. You have to go there before you go to Vaikuntha. Okay. Now we are going to read the purport. I went too much on this translation. Yeah. Milk Ocean is the northeast corner. You have a campus? You can look at it. And you can start walking, maybe you meet someone. No, that's above Sattaloka. It's not like a visible to awake, wake.
So
walk.
When she approaches him in his office,
then he goes up? He has the ability trance the whole group there, and he does not see the Lord face to face. Lord speaks through the rumble of the waves of the ocean, but it's made of milk.
He goes all the way up there.
Not over, not like that. It's an egg shell, so egg shape. And the intestine, the lotus stem that came out from the Lord, the whole universe is within, inside. It's not like outside. Like this planet, we are inside the Krishna's stomach. You can say you are outside. You remember the first prayers of Kunti Devi? Namaste tu adde purusha prakriti param. Alaksha sarva bhutanam antar bahir avastitam. We should memorize those. Even the first verse, he said, you are inside and outside. So we are inside Krishna's stomach right now. Also, he is outside, and we are also outside. It's a very mystical, I don't know. It's inconceivable.
You didn't compare the
Prakriti demigods. I wanted to think. Yeah, these are Adityas. They are already within 12. What do you think? Eight Vasus. I want you to also think. If I think, because if I tell you, you will not think. This is true. Okay, let's see the purport. Brahma Prabhupada writes, or the first living being born just after the creation is the direct son of Narayan, without mother. Huh? Narayan as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, first of all, entered the material universe without spiritual contact. Matter cannot create. This principle was followed from the very beginning of the creation. The Supreme Spirit entered the universe. The first living being, Brahma, was born on the lotus flower grown out of the transcendental abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is therefore known as Padmanabha. Padmanabha. Now, I like all those names, but if you read teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada is so merciful. He gave all these names has some pastimes. Why I am emphasizing, I mentioned other day also in the class, that always focus on the name that has a pastime. Otherwise the name, if you are stuck, those are secondary names. They are also Krishna's name. But even Prabhupada writes in one purport, he said, just by meditating on the Garbhadakshay Vishnu, you will not go to spiritual world. That scared me. Because Garbhadakshay Vishnu, we don't know his function in the spiritual world. We don't know Mohini Murti's function. What is the highest object of worshipable form in the material world? Female form. Parvati is the highest, and she worship with Shiva, who? Mohini. It is Krishna, but female form. But Prabhupada writes, there is no record that Mohini has any planet in the spiritual world. I remember many years back, when we were 8th canto, Mahatma Prabhu gave class and he was trying to find a logic. You know, how the demons got attracted by the Mohini, right? Easily, because she's extremely beautiful. Even Shiva got alluded. So then he made a heavy comment, very nice, I never forget that. He says, if God's form could be attracted to everybody, all this form, then it'd be easy. But the devotional sentiment is the key. This is the missing point. You follow? You can say, Mohini can attract everybody, so we are all done. We don't need to haribol chanting and come to Mangalarti, all these struggles, sitting in the class, sometimes doze off. I mean, generally in Alachua I don't see, but I was just talking to somebody. He happened to be, he's a sannyas candidate in he's the president of Bombay Temple, Mira Road Temple. But he says, yeah, devotee goes to sleep like this. They didn't plan in the class, but they do. But it would be easy if Mohini was here and we all would be wake up. We would not probably fall asleep because she's so beautiful. But question is this, our relationship with the Lord is not by that attraction. It is by Jivera Surubhai, Krishnara, help me, Nitya Das. The service attitude. When you see the Mohini Murti, they don't think of serving her. They think of enjoying her. That is the biggest problem. You follow? Otherwise it would be easy. So, this universe is covered by how many layers? Huh? No. If you keep on guessing, you will get it. Eight. Yeah, if you keep on 1, 2, 3. These are called Mahakalapuram. The last layer is Mahakalapuram, is where you have to really get out. And every soul that in this universe, this is what Mahavishnu does. He selects which soul is going to be in which universe. So be, cooperate and get along. I mean, you don't have a choice. You cannot get out. If you don't like me, just help me to be along with you. I like this. Prabhupada says in one very nice one lecture, he says, the temples are made. My purpose was not to build a temple in America. Very nice. Nice lecture, Prabhupada says. My purpose was to make devotee. But when so many people came and they became devotee, they needed a place to practice. So that the idea of temple came. I like the way Prabhupada put it very nicely. Because we think like we need a temple. No, we need to make devotee, not temple, devotees. When those devotees need a satsang place or get together, practice, then you need temple. So then, in that logic, we can apply ourselves, that we are stuck in this universe. We cannot get out, whether we get along or not. So Prabhupada writes, we build a temple where you can practice how to get along. I think we do very well in Alachuana. Be honest, I mean, I think we do very well. I mean, we don't have any bad feeling for each other or hate feeling. I hope not. No, but that's for sleeping and, you know, but in the temple we are here, we look at everybody smiling each other. I mean, we like each other. But honestly, I think sometimes if there was no devotee, I came for Mangal Aarti. I mean, like sometime when I come till 4:15 to 4:20, nobody is here generally. So for 20 minutes, I think like, if nobody ever comes, will I like it? I thought about it many times. Will I like it? No, I will not. Believe me. Those devotees that come to Mangal Aarti is so important just for my own practice. So I pray to Krishna that to encourage and allow me to serve them so that I can progress by their mercy.
I will.
Because without the devotees, would it be nice, Mother Mallika, if you come alone in the temple, nobody is here, whole day, you know, no dress, deity dressing, or it's like, it would be really a horrible life. I want devotees association. I really seek. And those devotees are very merciful, in Alachua at least. So then Prabhupada writes, Lakshmi ji was present near Narayan, engaged in the service of the Lord. Still, without contact with Lakshmi, Narayan begat Brahma. That is the omnipotency of the Lord. This is very nice. What is omnipotency? We can immediately think. Omnipotency means Lord can create without help of his any assistant. Vishal Prabhu said, there was a one sannyasi, I won't say the name because he's a friend of mine too. He told Prabhupada in Miami many years back, said, I feel like if I leave, the whole temple will collapse. Prabhupada said, oh, why you think like this? Well, I think Prabhupada, I'm just holding it. Like everything I have to like find some devotee to fill it up, do it. I'm just always like so busy, I just don't have any time for anything else. Prabhupada said, so, what is your idea? He said, I feel like to run away sometime, but if I go, I know the whole temple will collapse. I love the way Prabhupada answered. He said, do not ever think like this. If you think you leave, maybe somebody will come and do better job than you. Do not ever think. Be intelligent and take advantage to take the credit of serving the other devotees. This idea that, I think like, okay, if I don't come Mangal Aarti, probably the gate will not open. You know, I mean, I can think like this, but I don't allow it. But my mind do this. We should not think like this. We should rather think like how I can serve the devotees here. And they are given, I should not say that, but twice in 1 year, the pujari to wake up or offer didn't show up. It was very nice. It was the blessing day in my life. Because I didn't know exactly how many sandes Krishna Radha Samsundar eats. I just found out the 4 sandes they need because I had to make the plate. I generally don't do it. But that day, pujari didn't show up. And Mother Nitai also was late. So I was a little scared because the altar is like, nobody's here. So I just learned. But this is a rare opportunity. So I was thanking to Krishna and thanking to the devotee didn't show up because I could find out that how I could serve. We should take advantage of every opportunity in our spiritual life. I'm serious. Life is too short. I think sometime, any moment death can come. Then what? Hari Bol. I don't know the next life where I will be. It's scary. So we should take advantage of, you know, all senior devotees like Mother Narayani, so many, they are so advanced, realized soul. I even feel shame to speak in front of her, so I should rather hear. But Jayadatta Maharaj corrected me, he said, If you say something not aligned with Prabhupada, then I will be able to correct, so speak in front of me. So I think like this, okay, I will speak in front of her and him and others, so they can correct me. Otherwise, where am I going to go? You know who gave this idea? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was crying when Bhaktivinoda Thakur left. And he's giving a reason. He's giving a reason why he's crying. It's not like, oh, you're missing, why? Oh, my mother died, I cried. You know what scared me? I made a list like why I was crying for my mother. It was not for her, it was for me. Because she used to cook for me, she used to doing so many things. She would like put aside all the brother, sister, sibling, put me in the front, you know, for if she made a sweet rice. So was I crying for her? No, I was crying for me. Poor Pran Govinda will be deprived for her, you know. So that's not the good reason to cry for Prabhupada. That's not the good reason to cry for devotee. We should cry that actually how advanced those devotees were helping in their absence, who can help us, who can correct us, who can discipline us. Sometimes, you know, one devotee said, I won't say the name, he's in Alachua, I hope he's hearing. He said, I can't believe this. I was just chastised because I was trying to control the sound system here. I feel like to go away. I don't feel like. So I didn't say anything after Guru Puja. He said, can I talk to you? I said, sure. I said, Prabhu, you remember one day you told me you want to be, this is your goal. Some life you want to be maid servant of Radharani. And guess what? Prabhupada gave the Radharani's name, her name Mutka, is the same name of our president. And you cannot even tolerate this, and you want to be maid servant of the maid servant of Radharani. Where do you think this idea will come out? It will fall from the sky, or you're going to get training here? Do not complain. Be submissive. It's not, you know, I know everybody don't like my behavior. I think so. I mean, I'm a human. But at the same time, I appreciate that they tolerate. You follow? These are very key point, very important point, that we should appreciate devotee. And correction, journey is where? Within. Journey is not outside. Journey is within. Correction required. Purification is required. Okay, let's see what Prabhupada said after that. Brahma is therefore directly the son of the father and was not put into the womb of a mother. Therefore he is known as Atmabhu. This Brahma is in charge of further creations in the universe. Secondarily, reflected by the potency of the omnipotent, within the halo of the universe, there is a transcendental planet known as Satadip. Very nice. Which is the abode of Shurdakshay Vishnu. Did you read this purport or you just asked that question? You didn't read the purport. Very nice. Prabhupada is answering you. The Paramatma features of the Supreme Lord. Wherever there is a trouble in the universe that cannot be solved by the administrative demigods, they approach Brahmaji for solution. And if it is not to be solved even by the Brahmaji, then Brahmaji consults and prays to the Shirdakshay Vishnu for an incarnation and solution of the problem. Such a problem arose when Kamsa and others were ruling over the earth, and earth became too much overburdened by the misdeed of the Asuras. Brahmaji, along with other demigods, prayed at the shore of the Shirodak ocean. They were advised of the descent of Krishna as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. So some people say that the Lord appeared because the prayers of Brahmaji. See, Prabhupada didn't say, this is the fact. He says, some people say. It's interesting. Means there is a hidden reason. You know, I remember recently I listened a class. This is the one thing, it's very good. When you wake up, while you're taking a shower, just put on this box, Prabhupada's lecture. I learned this from Radhanath Maharaj because he does this. I was staying next to his room. And every day he does this. And you know, in the Indian wall, it's like you don't have to try. It like sound comes automatically what's going on next door. So Maharaj's bathroom and my bathroom is like a common wall in the living room. So I hear like, so I asked Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, you put on Prabhupada like 2:30 in the morning, it's very nice, enlightening. He said, oh, did I disturb? I said, no, you are nourishing me. He said, good, I should do that. So he does this every day. He listened 2 to 4 lectures of Prabhupada every day. This is Radhanath Maharaj's lifestyle. So then, after one lecture I was listening, Prabhupada says, actually God does not need to come to protect the devotee or the demon. Because demon can be killed by anybody. Shiva can kill all the demons. Even though the sloka says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashayacha duskritam. That's true. But dharma sangsthapanartaya, not possible by everybody. The eternal dharma, they cannot. Material dharma, they can. How to live in a harmonious in a house or a, you have a pati dharma, patni dharma, whatever, all this dharma. But to revive love for the Lord has to be done by the Lord. You follow? So that's the secret. So in this case, I made a few questions. Because I always like learning. This computer is like a little bit funny. Okay. One thing after another pops. I asked this question, that what causes God to appear? How do we ascertain the truth? You know why that question? Because my mind, I'm hearing it, but my mind doesn't accept everything. Hearing is one thing, but accepting is another thing. We have a 5 steps to get success. And Prabhupada gives this in Nectar of Instruction. First is hearing, Srabandasa. Second, what is second? Apandasa. You have to accept. If you did not accept what Krishna says, I'm the source of everything. Okay, that's good. But did you accept it? If you don't accept it, then you cannot grow up with him. You want to grow up Krishna as your real, you know, Lord of the heart, then you have to accept, second stage. Then apandasa, then this, you contemplate. You're going to do 2 things, selection, elimination. I like this idea, I want to focus on that. I don't, that's okay. God is self-sufficient. What, I don't know what I should think about. Okay, God is self-sufficient. I'm not self-sufficient, I'm hungry for prasadam, I'm hungry for this or whatever, you know. So it's very difficult and there is no relationship in that name. It is Krishna's name. So you don't have to focus on that. You can eliminate. I want to focus, like Mahaprabhu says, Jashodanandan. Wow, that's cool. Why? Because we see the fear and fearless. Is it there also in spiritual world? Sure. Mother Yashoda became fearless. Why? Because child is learning how to walk, from crawling to walk. There's a whole pastime. Crawling to walk. She's so happy. And she's thinking, now I don't have to worry so much. She's become fearless. That he can actually learn how to walk on his own. But then what he's doing, there's a 50 rooms in Mother Yashoda's house. There's a 50 rooms, yeah, Sanatana Goswami Pad gives. And each room, there's a threshold, you know. And Krishna running, trying to run so fast and is failing. Every threshold, boom. Oh, Mother Yashoda, she said, I was fearless, now I'm fearful. So fearless and fearful is also in eternally in spiritual world. You read chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita, the text 4 and 5 together. Krishna is saying, these are in me, fearless and fearful, bhayam, abhayam, matta. He says, from me it is coming and it is in me. In spiritually, just like this one emotion, there's so many emotions, main emotions are like what? Anger, those are like predominate us. Fear, you know, fear of losing job, losing somebody dearly loved. These are prominent emotions. This is what spiritual world they nourish. We have to dive into it. This is what Nectar of Devotion is all about. The chapter 31 and chapter 43rd, Prabhupada gives a very elaborate explanation. You can read. So I'm going to give few just to elaborate. Why Krishna comes? What religion he wants to establish? The relationship. What do you get? Whatever you're carrying, it has a very sweet manifestation, relation in spiritual world. Like for an example, when Krishna killed Kamsa, actually Kamsa killed by himself. He saw the fearful form. Mrityu Bhojapate. The verse says Mrityu Bhojapate. He did not say Krishna, beautiful darling son of Mother Yashoda. He saw a most frightening form. Krishna just thought, Mother Madhumati gave a very nice lecture yesterday, that Devaki, what did Kamsa do with Devaki when he heard this aerial voice, you fool Kamsa, the eighth child of this lady will kill you. What did he do? He had a rein with his left hand, and right hand he has a chabuk. Chabuk means whipping stick or something you call. When you have a horse. He gave up both. He grabbed the hair of Devaki and pulled the sword out. He replaced it there. So Krishna remembers this. And he looked at Kamsa after killing Chanura. Balaram killed Mustika, and then Kamsa has eight brothers. So Balaram gave an eye signal. I'm going to take care of the brothers, you take care of him. You know, like a team effort. So then Balaram disappeared to see in the back. And eight brothers, they have thousands of, you know, powerful, and they want to get ready. If something happened to Kamsa, we're going to just jump over. But they could not come out because they're dead by Balaram. That's very interesting. And Krishna just looked at Kamsa sitting up there in the singhasana. And Krishna just thought, you wanted to kill my mother by left hand grabbing the hair and the sword. I'm going to kill you. Just that thought, a fearful form came. The verse says, Malla nam asinam rinam naravara smara murtiman. It's a long verse, beautiful, that all this rasa manifested. And the one line it says, Mrityu Bhojapate. Pate means the king of Bhuja dynasty. Who is that? Kamsa. Mrityu. He saw the fearful form and his death immediately. It was Krishna, but not Krishna. Krishna that we think of Krishna, not well, was not that Krishna. But that form, frightening form, was with him. So that time. But still, to show the world, he grabbed the hair of Kamsa and dragged him down in the stage. So everything is over, you know. Krishna also got scared. How he Krishna got scared? Siddham and some coward boys came with Nanda Baba. He said, hey Krishna, you think you are more powerful than you kill Kamsa? Look, I can kill you. Look, let's fight. And Krishna got scared. Oh my God, these boys will never understand. This is not Vrindavan. This is not a play of showing like, they defeat Krishna sometimes, but in Vrindavan. But Krishna doesn't want, and Krishna is like thinking, what to do? He was afraid that if these boys really like try to play this. So Krishna manifested a kind of a very powerful form. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes. Then I said, whoa, you are powerful. Okay, so they slow down, then Balaram diverted them. It was like a little tricky because they are such a loving, you know, they don't even think that Krishna can be more powerful. Like Kishore Krishna was explaining this Shakkaras, was so nicely. So then what happened? So Kamsa comes, Kamsa is dead, Krishna is coming out. After Krishna coming out, and you know that pastimes, then all these big Kamsa's followers are all looking around. They are not killed yet. They're thinking, is he really going to kill us or we are going to kill him? You know, they just didn't know what to do. Then in the meantime, a big problem. So Uddhava came to Krishna. My Lord, Uddhava thought he knew Krishna. Nobody else knows as much he knew. But then he found out in Vrindavan that actually he did not know Krishna at all. But at that time he suggested Krishna, we need to have either you or some king, otherwise this is a mess because king is dead and nobody knows what to do. All the ministers are like demon. Krishna says, no problem. Where is Ugrasen?
Well, he's in jail. He just still handcuffed, you know, like this. So no, tell him that he should come and take over the kingdom. And Ugrasan says, so many decades I'm in jail. I do not know, I'm so old. If you are a long time in jail, you know, depressed and all this. He said, I don't know how to rule. He said, grandfather, you know, Krishna is a grandchild. Grandfather, look at in the sky. He looked at all 33 million demigod goddesses. See what they're doing? They're offering flowers to my feet. See? And he saw all the flower is coming from 33 million. I don't know, you know, it's a beautiful scenery. And all are praying to Krishna. He said, guess what? They are all praying to me and offering flower to my lotus feet, and I'm touching your feet and offering flower to your feet. So what does that mean? You don't have to do anything. You just sit in the singhasan and you're the king. Everything they will do it. Okay, I can do that. So instantly Krishna made him the king. Ugrasen Maharaj ki jai. And everybody says, okay, the king ordered that everybody has to abide by the law. We are going to have a meeting. So at least you have a new king. After this, I'm going to jump to other small pastime. I have a few minutes. Krishna came to meet Devaki and Vasudev, right? Now there is also fear. The fear is, Krishna is expressing, this is in third canto, Prabhupada explained, Uddhava. Uddhava is there with Krishna, and Uddhava sees Krishna Balaram is apologizing to Krishna, Devaki and Vasudev. I give you the number. You can read it. It's so sweet, those pastimes. Anyway, so then what happened that Krishna, Uddhava is witnessing Krishna and Balaram apologizing. Oh, parents, I'm so sorry. We could not serve you when we were baby. We were afraid of Kamsa. And Uddhava is looking all these demon ministers around, and Krishna saying them that we were afraid of Kamsa. They're hearing, oh my God, he is still afraid, we can kill him. And Uddhava is thinking, no, my Lord, why are you speaking like this? He's so afraid. He's afraid and he knows that Krishna cannot be killed. So both were there simultaneously. Just like Mother Yashoda has. And Devaki Vasudev also feeling the same thing. I'm going to give you a little dialogue. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur put it. Because of the time, I'm just going to give you a beautiful dialogue how this is takes place. Because yesterday Madhumati gave you very nice. Although Krishna cannot be killed, this is Prabhupada's explanation from the Parbhat. I put it into breakdown, you follow, in the dialogue. This is 10.3.22, in case somebody is listening. Although Krishna cannot be killed, Prabhupada writes, Vasudev, as the father of Krishna, was trembling because in affection he thought that Kamsa would immediately come and kill his son. Similarly, although the Krishna consciousness movement and Krishna are not different, no asuras can check it. We are afraid. So Prabhupada is saying, even he was feeling a fear that at any moment asuras can stop this movement in any part of the world. So you see, the Prabhupada also, you know, sometimes think, otherwise why did he write? He expressed this. So it's normal when we are afraid also that, oh my bhakti, we should be afraid that our bhakti can be disturbed any moment by mind or demoniac nature. So this is the dialogue. Vasudev and Krishna is having discussion. Vasudev says, oh Lord of the Lord, would you say this to your son? So that there is awe and reverence predominating. He says, oh Lord of Lord, I am perplexing. Then Krishna says, Father, Baba, I'm here. Why you are perplexed? Then Vasudev says, although you are Bhagavan, cannot be killed, but I'm nervous and I'm trembling. And he's trembling. And Krishna is saying, Baba, I'm here. Why you are trembling? He says, I'm King Kim Kartava Bhimura. I don't know what to do. So then Krishna says, Baba, Father, don't be like this. Then Vasudev says, because in affection, I'm thinking Kamsa would come to know very soon that you are here through his spy. And immediately he will desire to kill you because And then Krishna says, wait, Baba, he can never kill me. Try to understand this. But Vasudev says, but Kongsho is uncivilized man, my dear. Lord, listen, I know you came as a son, but Kongsho already killed all of your six brothers. So I'm afraid. Then Krishna says, but father, Baba, Kongsho will be overcome by the sweetness of my form, his beautiful form. You love my form. See, yes, then he will also overcome, he will forget everything, killing. He will just love me because of my beautiful form. But Vasudev Maharaj is still trembling. But I'm scared of the memory that what he did, he smashed the head of all your brothers right on this slab. He's talking and showing him. Krishna says, father, Baba, Kongsho will overcome. Just listen to me. Vasudev says, I don't know. I don't know. His heart is so dirty, he cannot taste this beautiful form. I see that beautiful form. I want to stare at it all the time, but he won't be able to. That's why I'm afraid, and I know he will try to kill you. So I don't know what to do. That time Krishna says, don't worry. What do you want to do? Oh, why don't you become a small child so I can hide you somewhere? Say, okay, I'll become a small child. And don't worry, you don't have to find the place. You take me to Nanda Maharaj's house. Okay, I'll do that. So you understand why the whole episode took place? The fear and not fear, both are there. When we have a fear, we should take shelter of Krishna more intensely. It is necessary. Krishna will create fear in devotee's life. Why? To become more closer to him. And that fear actually tasty. It is not the fear of this world. Because nobody dies. Vasudev Maharaj never dies. Even he took the child. This is a one verse, 3.2.17. You look at it in the purport. Prabhupada gave a very nice significant. I thought that when Vasudev Maharaj was taking Krishna finally, I'm jumping to that story, and he's crossing the Jamuna, Krishna fell in the Jamuna. Why? Because Krishna is trying Vasudev Maharaj to come out of the fear. How? To become so intense absorbed. And he did there. He cried. He went devastated. Oh no, I don't see my son. Where? He's going in and out of the water. Just to intensify his affection. Because he can hold on to it. Those affection for Krishna eternally stays in our heart. We'll never lose it. This is what eternal body is made of. Satchidananda, that our body is made of bhava. It is not something somewhere else. And Prabhupada said, all this knowledge we are gathering for what? In Nectar of Devotion, he says, so that it can turn into tears. And that becomes the extinguisher of material suffering. We have to learn how to cry. We really need to cry. You cry for your guru, cry for Krishna, cry for Prabhupada, then it will turn into Krishna consciousness. It is necessary. Recently with Bhakti Chara Maharaj's Purnachandra Prabhu is here. So many devotees, at least I got call. Even mother, I don't say the name. She called me in the middle of the night, next day. She's like, oh. And then her husband told me that they cannot stop crying. It's like such a devastation, from New York. And so I just listen, and then we talked. And I mentioned her that what is the value of Bhakti Charu Maharaj's presence if you did not miss him in his absence? Now is the time you crying, good. But why you crying, ask yourself. Make a note. This is necessary. If we can cry for Prabhupada, we will cry for Krishna. If we cannot feel cry for Prabhupada, what gift he has given, where is the chance to cry for Krishna? Difficult. Crying is required. Even, very funny, after Vasudev Maharaj came out of the Jamuna, finally she, of course, Jamuna Devi opened the road, and Krishna was there, and he picked him up, and then the Jamuna split, there is a nice road, is built automatically, so he could go. But as soon he came out, Krishna was thinking how to benefit Kongsho's demoniac friend's nature. They all became a jackal, wolf. They, in this side, they started attacking Vasudev Maharaj with their sound, I don't know if you ever attacked by the wolf or... They're very scary. Hyenas, you know, they're really scary. Hundreds of them. And Vasudeva Maharaj is like, oh, oh Narayan, oh, how do I protect? I was like, all of a sudden Nrisimhadev appeared. Nrisimhadev lives in Mathura border to Vrindavan, and he lives in Nrisimhapalli in Mayapur. And every day Mangalarti Prabhupada writes, Mangalarti in Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada says, Nrisimhadev comes to observe Mangalarti of Mahaprabhu. I love those. Mangalarti is such exciting. So there a roaring lion just popped. And all those fox and wolf all disappear forever. That was Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev serves. All the incarnations serves Krishna like this. So I will end with this. So this is the purpose of Krishna's appearance. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Any reflection, question, comment, correction? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is there any on chat? No? Thank you.
Krishna ki Shopra Prabhu says, very ecstatic class.
Thank you. Krishna ki Shopra Prabhu. Bansha Galpaturu Shri Bhasindu Vaishapati Tana Pavana Devashi. Put on the garland.
Offered garland.